All right.
He just repeats himself. All right. So we're up against the top of the hour.
Yeah,
the end
of
the
hour.
Great.
Yeah, what's how much you got time to back announce those great tunes you play?
Barely.
All right, fit it in, man. Fit
I don't know. That was obviously Israel from the Moses soundtrack.
Yeah, that's terrific.
Oh boy. Before that, Alienazione from La Classe Opera Va in Paradiso. I don't know.
Sounds good.
And then I think we started off with Ecce Homo, the Venuta dal Mare 3.
Tre.
That was great.
Right?
Yeah, I like the sound of that thumb piano, that's for sure.
Some funky thumb piano.
Well, Devin, thanks so much for inviting me on the show tonight. It was fun to listen to these records with you.
Well, thanks for hanging out and
yeah, my pleasure.
Playing some of your faves.
Yeah,
as
thanks
well.
For letting me do that. It was a lot of fun.
So I think there's an interloper. WFMU, East Orange, WMFU, Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. Please,
the
stick
old
around.
The old codger's in the studio.
I'm Rancho Malaria.
Stay tuned for the old codger.
And A440.
Thank you.
Hold on here, I'll be right with you. Everybody's so messed up here. Damn program logs. Yes, Bethany's not here tonight. It's me. Your codger, Courtney T. Edison, filling in for Bethany. I'm glad I still have at least one friend on this radio station who asks me to come and fill in for her. We just heard a 78 RPM record. It's all we play on the old codger. So, sir. Philco Cheap Cigar Boudoir, welcome. Joe Venuti and Eddie Lang did A Mug of Air. And before that, Mary Lou Williams, we'll hear more from her later. She did Scorpio on the piano. Well, I am Courtney T. Edison, the old gadger. I am back on the radio WFMU. I am returned from my 2-year hiatus. Oh, let me clarify. My involuntary 2-year hiatus. No, I wasn't dead. No, I wasn't hospitalized. And I wasn't remanded to the Van Halen nursing home in Verona, New Jersey. And no one has stolen my collection of 70 RPM records. And my return should put to rest any rumors that I am secretly Brian Turner. My unceremonious and unpublicized banishment was a decision of station management. Now, I think the station knew I would embarrass them. This station, WFMU, has so many talentless disc jockeys with terrible music taste. They don't even play records anymore. These people just mumble and they fidget with their little computers, laptops. Well, the management here knows that if the audience of WFMU hears me, the old codger, on a regular basis, they will realize even more how bad everybody else is around here compared to my superior broadcast skills. And they know that will hurt their fundraising campaign. Because all the listeners, they will withhold their donations and demand more of me. The old codger on the air. Because I offer so much more bang for the listener buck. The people at this station aren't. They're not afraid of failure. They're afraid of success. Their motto seems to be. The station motto seems to be. Why struggle alone when we can fail together? I've been telling them for 29 years, since I did my first show here in 1990. Look it up on your stupid internet. I will bring them a large listening audience, and lots of money will be donated. But they argued with me. Bunch of stupid kids who run the station. Some of them are as young as 60. There's one girl on staff who's 19. That's not a person, that's a zygote. Let me just say here, I do love younger women, age 45, 50, but I ain't messing with no 40-year-old jailbait. Well, this old codger here, I got less than an hour to play 70 RPM records. It's all going to be 78 and good music only on this, the old codger radio show on WFMU. Thank you.
a ballad, a nesting ballad to our fine feathered friends. Just the simple things are all I want, the things they say are free, not ornate or great, for I've a way to make them pay for me. I want a shack across the track with a front door and a back so that I can get away if necessary. I want a spacious second floor, in every room a gracious. It's the simple things of life for me. I want a birdcage rather nice and three lovely loaded dice, far superior to a bird, as you can see. I want a man who doesn't limp to walk on Main Street as mine. It's the simple things of life for me. I want music, a piano sweet and hot, to play when a dollar is shot in the slot. I want rhythm, a little ball to roll round a wheel, a couple of guys who know how to deal. I want a jug of wine, a loaf of bread, and thou, and a madam tough as macadam who can pad them all and how. I want a shack across the track with a little ivy-covered guest house out in back, and a wire to every racetrack there can be. I want a place with lots of class, supplying every form of it's the simple things of life for me. I want some soft Chinese shoes you could wear when you use my mellow and yellow old pipe. A sterilized needle and feathers to wheedle your pleasure if such is your type. A big open fire and some books you'll admire, moving pictures I'll show on my screen. And a camera obscura where Madame Allura you can see and yet never be seen. In my dear little shack by the Santa Fe track, you can all be yourselves if you'll pay. I'll clip you and whip you and supply dips to tip you on all the wrong horses to play. There'll be nothing pretentious, inventiously sensuous surroundings you'll find when you roam through the halls of my sweet little hellhole, the society sink I call home. I want a cozy little nest somewhere in the West, where the best of all the worst will always be. I want an expensive, extensive excursion to the realms of purr in and diversion. Just the simple things of life for me.
A Maltese kitten on a Brussels carpet. Ain't got enough sole on my shoe to waltz in into a rat hole. Hey, hey. Tell me about it, Baba. Oh, it's hot in here. Let's heat it. Folks, I'm gonna tell you about a brand new song. I'm gonna be some dirt, and it won't take long. It's called Heat It. I mean heat it. You got to heat it and warm it. Let the good work go on. Why they cool it on State Street? They warm it down the line. You ought to hear the broads on Durban singing and crying, talking about it. Heat it. Lord, I got to heat it. You got to heat it and warm it. Let the good work go on. Now the folks down east are crying, Lord, Lord, Lord. Gang in the west say the costs are so hard. They says, heat it. They says, heat it. You got to heat it and warm it. Let the good work go on. Well, I went down Michigan, came up grand, saw the sweetbacks and the strutters all raising sand, talking about it's heated. They mean it's heated. You got to heat it and warm it. Let the good work go on. I went to a good time flat, Last Saturday night, the cops knocked on the door. Everybody made that flat. I said, what's the matter? They say, it's heated. What you mean? The flat's heated. You got the heated and warming. That's a good word. Go on. I met myself a good gal. She said she was 51. We started to loving and squeezing. I stopped. She said, son, you just begun. I need heating. Yes, I need heating. You got to heat it and warm it. Let the good work go on. Now a yellow gal's like a frigid zone. Brown skin's about the same. You want some good loving, get yourself an old crow, Jane. And she's heated. Lord, she's heated. You got to heat it and warm it. Let the good work go on. Now I ain't no janitor, no fireman's son, but I can keep your boiler hot till the superintendent come. I mean, I can heat it. I mean, I can heat it. I can heat it and warm it. Let the good work go on.
There's that beautiful recording there, beautiful performance. It's by Oscar Pettiford and his cello and his quartet. It was called Blues for Blanton. Prior to that, we heard Half Pint Frankie Jackson. Frankie Half Pint Jackson. Tampa Red was on guitar on that, and it's called It's Heated. Bruce Fletcher, alas, he has no children. The Simple Things in Life from Mr. Fletcher. Bert Schefter and his Rhythm Octet did Locomotive. No, I'm not chewing gum. My third set of dentures are older than you. Before that, Bert Schefter, we heard Billy Strayhorn and Duke Ellington on the dueling pianos with Tonk I'm the old codger here at WFMU filling in for Bethany. I'm back after a 2-year involuntary hiatus. And I want to send out my thank yous to the folks at Radio Craft Magazine who have bestowed upon me their highest accolade for radio excellence. They have awarded me the Silver Grampy. That's right, they've given me a Silver Grampy. This is a retroactive honor. It applies to the wonderful work I performed in radio in 1934. In fact, you can read about it in Radio Craft Magazine, their April 1934 issue. It's a great issue. I was just reading it this morning. It contains helpful articles about how to improve your radio reception by impaling a baked potato on your antenna. There's another great article in there that explains how, if you're a pretty girl and you find yourself in a radio studio with singing stars, it tells you how to avoid getting impaled on Rudy Valley's antenna. They also publish valuable data sheets on popular radios. And this particular issue, the April 1934 issue, has all the specs for the Emerson Model 678 Autodynamic 5-Tube Super Heterodyne and the RCA Victor Model 261 dual-range 10-tube with the electrostatically shielded power transformer. These fine broadcast appliances are endorsed by Courtney T. Edison, the old codger, that's me, and I am getting paid for these endorsements. Yes, because unlike the socialist hippies at this radio station, I believe in getting paid for my labor. My labor is for sale to the highest bidder. And the folks, the fine folks at Emerson and RCA Victor are more than happy to associate themselves with the old codger and pay for the privilege. And none of that money goes to WFMU. When it comes to fundraising on the air, I always look out for number one. Don't ever mistake me for a team player. That would be wrong. I remember 1934 very well. Because in 1934, for 3 days, I was known as Mr. Nice. Now, if you meet me nowadays, do not call me Mr. Nice. That would be wrong. Well, this is your codger filled in for Bethany on WFMU, playing 70 RPM records like they're going out of style. Thank you.
Donavetta, what is better? Drink, drink, fill the sidle, don't be idle. Drink, drink, drink it all down till you fall down. Drink day and night to gemütlichkeit. Clink, clink, mit a prosit, down it goes it. Clink, clink, fill the stein up, yours and mine up. Clink, clink, life is cheery when you're beery. All else above, drink the drink you love. Yavo, skol, yavo, skol. Drink to the drink we love. Lucilla. A drinking song is fine about the pleasures of the Stein, but what about a song about the Rhine? Colonel to Lucilla. Good, good, Fräulein. To the soldiers. I command a song about the Rhine. Soldiers. We sing you the song of the Rhineland, Europa's beauty spot. Oh, never was there such a fine land. Each man's a fighter, a lover, und so weiter. That wonderful Pretzel and Steinland can never be forgot. And so on that basis, we say to your faces, on earth there are no places like that. Yeah, yeah, on that basis, we say to your faces, on earth there are no places like that. Lucilla. Life is milk and honeyer, where the sun is sunnier, and the rain is rainier, and the brains is brainier. Colonel, where the heart is mellower, and the hair is yellower, and the girls is juicier, and the goose step goosier. Quartet, where the stork is storkier, and the pig is porkier, and the beer is beerier, and the soup superior. All. Where the wine is winier, and the Rhine is rhinier, and the hiney's hinier, and what's yours is minier. We sing you no more of the Rhineland, but more is to discuss. Oh, fatherland, motherland, sisterland, brotherland, no other land is for us.
Fine recorded there by Kurt Weill on the piano. Ira Gershwin was singing. He wrote the lyrics. Kurt Weill wrote the music. It was called Song of the Rhineland. Before that was Frankie Trumbauer and his orchestra. Of course, Bix Beiderbecke on cornet. The great Bix Beiderbecke. Singing the Blues, it was one of their big hits. Ted Steele and his Nova Tones, playing the Nova chord, a whole bunch of them. Lost in Meditation. It was Duke Ellington song there. And before that, we have Fabian André and his orchestra, which are made with a slight Swiss accent. Well, there's no mistaking my accent. I'm the old codger Courtney T. Anderson here on WFMU again. I'm back after 2 years. They tried to keep me off the air, but I've been grandfathered into the station. Actually, great-great-great-great-great-great-grandfathered into the station, and they have to let me on the radio every so often. Now, I want to say that one of the great things about America, about living in a free and prosperous democracy, a nation of limitless possibilities, is that we have, you and me, we have a constitutionally protected right to play Sophie Tucker on the radio. I am about to exercise that right. Now, I understand there are some people who want to cancel me for playing Sophie Tucker. And there are some people who want to cancel Sophie Tucker for being the last of the red hot mamas. These people are dolts and poltroons. I have said it before and I'll say it again. Sophie Tucker, and I say it with pride, she's my favorite singing group. When Sophie was hired to perform in theaters, she didn't need a cabaret license, she needed a building permit. Listen, this is true. This is true. I had the original bed sheets from the day I took Sophie's virtue. That's right. She once had it. but those bedsheets were stolen by Rubby Delbarton's nephew, Coriolanus, and he sold them to a collector. Well, I don't want the sheets back. I want to know the selling price, because I want 60%. I worked hard to give those sheets incomparable value. Sophie Tucker is, she's big in China. She's big anywhere. She's big, period. She's larger than life. And she's larger than your music parlor anyway. But Sophie Tucker's big because she had a huge heart and she was billowing with generosity and top-heavy with talent. Well, as I said, you have a constitutional right, if not an obligation, to play Sophie. In fact, it is a patriotic responsibility. When you play Sophie Tucker, it is a vote for Sophie.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm a gal who never wanted to mix into politics. But my country needs me now, cause it's in one awful fix. You men have been running the USA for years, you've had full sway. I think it's a crime and just about time that we women had our way. You men have ignored the women, you've always been unfair. What we need is a woman now in the presidential chair. I ran for president 4 years ago, but Mr. Truman got in. Like William Jennings Bryan, I keep on trying, and this time I'm going to win. My presidential boom is going to be big and strong, and from now on, you'll hear this campaign song. Sophie Tucker for president, your candidate for 1952. On the day that I'm elected, all you gals have been neglected will be furnished with a lover tried and true. You just vote for Sophie Tucker for president, and I guarantee a better deal for you. You women who have husbands who just go to bed and snore, I'll pass a law, I'll make them be as amorous as of yore. Like Dr. Pepper, they'll be good at 10 and at 2 and at 4. You vote for Sophie Tucker for president, your candidate for 1952. And here is my platform. When I'm elected, I will see to it that we women get our rights. We'll not only have better days, but more enjoyable nights. We've been getting the old one-two from all of you politicians, when what we want is greater affection and better loving conditions. We now have government controls on all kinds of merchandise. When I get in, we're going to begin to put controls on all you guys. We'll put a control on every old wolf who's cheating on his spouse, and we'll freeze what he's got to cheat with before he leaves the house. And when it comes to the forgotten man, I'll go one better than Mr. Truman. I'll put every forgotten man with some forgotten woman. And if they need information on that popular indoor sport, instead of the congressional record, I'll send them the Kinsey Report. For the betterment of our widows, you can't beat the Tucker plan. In every closet, a new mink coat and every boudoir man. You may get a widow's pension now, maybe all right. But what good is a pension on a cold and rainy night? What you women need is a guy like Clark Gable to call on you every night at 9 with a big, long, kosher salami and a bottle of Manischewitz wine. He'll take care of your welfare in a manner you'll adore. And you can call up your psychiatrist and tell him you don't need him anymore. That's why I say we've got to have a woman in the White House. Women are doing everything today. We have women doctors.
Hooray for the women doctors!
We have women lawyers!
Hooray for the women lawyers!
We have women plumbers!
Hooray for the women plumbers!
In fact, there's very little difference between a man and a woman!
Hooray for that little difference!
Stop your heckling, please. Here is the most important issue. When it comes to the policy of foreign affairs, may I modestly say, I've had a couple of foreign affairs and I handled them okay. I'll take care of those Russian diplomats who do nothing but stall or disagree. Because when I get through with those guys, they'll have no strength to veto me. There's a big difference between war and peace. One fact you can't ignore. No man yet has ever said, I've just had a darn good war. So vote for Sophie Tucker for president.
It's a fact, it is, that we women folk are beating all you men. You get evidence of it every day. Now just look what we go through and the clever things that we do, and we surely have this to say. Aren't women wonderful? Aren't women grand? Aren't they the rulers of this happy land? They fly the Atlantic while countries explore, where lions and tigers and savages roar. Then they faint dead away when they see a little mouse on the floor. Boys, aren't women wonderful? Aren't women grand? I said, aren't women wonderful? Aren't women grand? Aren't they the rulers of this happy land? A man who's so old that he should take to his bed will try monkey glands and he'll get married instead. But we know who put the big idea in his head. You know who? Women, women, women. Aren't women grand? Though we like to think it to boast about man being supreme, still he's got to play second fiddle, no doubt. Though he's big and tall, maybe she is short and small, yet she can count him out. Oh, aren't women wonderful? Aren't women grand? Aren't they the rulers of this happy, happy land? When baby is expected, you chuckle with glee and think how you'll dangle the kid on your knee. A girl or a boy you'd like, but she hands you three. No fooling. Aren't women wonderful? Aren't women grand? Aren't women wonderful? Aren't women grand? Aren't they the rulers of this happy, happy land? How kings have been conquered, the history books tell. For instance, Anne Boleyn, and also Sweet Nell. Surely you know Cleopatra and Sophie Tucker as well. I must say that we women are wonderful, boys. No fooling. Women are grand.
And jelly beans, lend me your ear. Though you think you've been petted, don't be silly, forget it. Deb, Flapper, and Baby Vance, bawl me to tears. What do they know concerning love? Come to me for your burning love. 'Cause I'm the last of the red hot mamas. They've all cooled down but me. Flapper Vance, say, what do they know? Come get your hot stuff from this volcano. I'm an overheater, try and beat it. Hotsy-totsy, hot and hot. Now it may be snowing, but when I get going, oh baby, I'm hot. You can't keep your collegiate charmers. Their loving isn't worth a dime. Away up in Alaska where the natives freeze, an Eskimo left my hut in his BBT. 'Cause I'm the last of the red hot mamas. I'm getting hotter all the time. I don't want to brag, but in my hotel suite, a dozen firemen were overcome by heat. A Scotsman wants to marry me, the dear sweet self. He thinks with me around, he'll save a lot of coal. I met a movie star who's famous for his patch. I gave him one kiss and singed off his mustache. A funny thing happened, I nearly died. I sat down on an egg, got up, the egg was fried. I'm the last of the red hot mamas. They've all cooled down but me. I don't pet and only neck him, no sir. I'm a mama who loves to wreck him. I can make him sizzle, make him fry and frizzle. If you want to know the truth, I can warm the cold ones, give the old ones back their flaming youth. I was born in the hot Bahamas. Right now I'm in love and pride. Others pet and kiss and hug and don't know what it's all about. Say, when I kiss men, they feel they've had their tonsils taken out. 'Cause I'm the last of the red hot mamas. I'm getting hotter all the time.
And that was Jerry Mingle and the Jazz Septet of Paris. The last time I saw Jerry, he was plushed to the scuppers. Before that was Amy Barelli and his orchestra with Faux de Par. And before that, the divine Sophie Tucker. It was Sophie Tucker for president, yes. Then Aren't Women Wonderful. And finally, her signature song, I'm the Last of the Red Hot Mamas. The song that made everybody want to cancel her. She remains in my heart. Sophie, right, Bethany is also in my heart. She'll be back next week on A440. She asked me, Courtney T. Edison, the old codger, to fill in for her this week to play 70 RPM records. She said everything had to be in good taste. I think it was. Anyway, I just want to say before I get out of here, life was so much simpler when there were only three stooges. I'll be back again someday, I don't know when, but just hang in there, as they say. I'm going home right now. I got to walk with a shopping cart full of 78 RPM records back to my bunker in East Orange, New Jersey. So East Orange, WFMU, East Orange, WMFU, Mount Hope, in New York City. What else is all this? It used to be just WFMU. They got all this crap now. In New York City and Rockland County, 91.9 FM, and online, WFMU.org. I don't even know what that means. Well, stay tuned, because the crappy music will resume now that I'm leaving the building.
Listen up, Ozzy Calhoun's with Prince Lee Black.